One of the things you told me last time was that as your career was launching, you for a while avoided roles that were stereotypically African-American, such as that of Porgy. It was only after you'd established yourself as a singer of the standard repertory that you wanted to take that on. Tell us about that.
It was very important. I remember I was asked in the Zurich Opera House in Switzerland in 1977. They wanted me to do a new production of Macbeth and wanted me to sing the title role of Macbeth. And I had a friend, Norman Mittelmann, who was a great Italian baritone. I knew him, his wife, and children. And I said, I assumed they wanted me to do Banco. And I said, well, no, I can't do the Macbeth because Norman Mittelmann is my friend and he's a baritone. And I remember the director of the opera house said, but I'm offering you a new production, opening the whole season. You're going to turn it down for a friend? I said, yes, friendship means a lot to me. I said, I'll do Banco. He said, well, no, we have a bass. He said, well, I don't have anything else to offer you. So he said, come back next year. I went back the next year. He said, we want to do a new production of Porgy and Bess, and I'd like you to do Porgy. I said, well, I will only do it if you give me something else the same season because I don't want to be stereotyped. And I remember he said, you're quite a businessman. I said, no, I'm just looking for, you know, steps to make sure I don't get stereotyped because many young black singers, when they sang Porgy and Bess, people wouldn't let them sing anything else. And so he said, well, I'll offer you the Flying Dutchman, the title role. He said, but Porgy will be in April, but in September you can open the season here and you'll be singing within the same calendar year. I said, well, then that's okay. I accept that. And so it was the first time that I'd sung Porgy and Bess in Europe.
Wow. When you sang at the Bayreuth Festival, that for me is especially symbolic in that Wagner was racist,
yes,
I mean, overtly.
Yes.
And you were the first person of African descent to sing a lead role at the Bayreuth Festival, this kind of shrine. Could you tell us about that experience?
It was 1978. No black man had ever sung on the stage in Bayreuth. Grace Bunbury had sung a few years before she did Venus, but no black man had ever sung. And Wolfgang Wagner was still alive then, and he heard that I was singing Flying Dutchman in Zurich. So he engaged me, and he said, I went on an audition, and he heard me, said, I want you to come next year and open the season in the title role of the Flying Dutchman. And, of course, you're right, that's the mecca of Richard Wagner's music was the Bayreuth Festival House. So I sang my second Flying Dutchman production in Bayreuth. And there was a lot of pressure on me because some German people wrote in their press that if that black man sings on the stage in Bayreuth, we're going to boo him off the stage. But it never did happen. And so I sang six consecutive years in Bayreuth and did also a new production of Parsifal with James Levine conducting. And I sang Am Fortitas. So that was kind of my Wagnerian repertoire.
If I'm not mistaken, Porgy and Bess had never been performed at the Metropolitan until you sang it there in the 1980s.
I think it was 1985 or 1983 when it was performed for the very first time. And, of course, it was all of the performances. There were 16 performances that season. They were all sold out before the premiere. It's really one of the greatest operas ever written, Porgy and Bess, and it's a very difficult role to sing. It's really, it takes the fortitude and the stamina, kind of like Wotan in Die Walküre, that Porgy sings, and he's on his knees most of the time. They have him on his knees, and so it is a very strenuous and demanding role, but it was very rewarding.
We're going to sample right now Dr. Simon Estes performing one of my favorite little numbers from Porgy and Bess, I Got Plenty of Nothing.
Plenty of nothing, and nothing's plenty for me. I got no car, got no mule, got no misery. The folks with plenty of plenty got a lock on the door. Afraid somebody's going to rob them while he's out of making more. What for? I got no lock on the door, that's the way to be. They can steal the rug from the floor, that's okay with me, cause the things that I prize, like the stars in the skies, are me. I got plenty of nothing, and nothing's plenty for me. I got my gal, got